Good morning. Welcome to AMP. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you give it to us. It is a day that we need you, Father. That's why speak to us through your devout Bible that we have in our hand. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow, according church agenda, is the Ascension Day. After 50 days, and then after 40 days, then Jesus left the disciple and then go to the heaven. In Hong Kong, we don't have holiday for that day, but in Indonesia, although majority are non-believer, but we have holiday. That's why the celebration of the Ascension Day, usually the church go together and they have worship in the field. They try to remember the day that Jesus left the disciple. For us, although we don't have holiday, but I want to tell you that the Ascension Day is important part of our spiritual life, because at Ascension Day, we can get a lot of biblical truth that can apply in our life. First of all, I want to let us know that before Jesus go to heaven, he already said it to the disciple and to the people. Let us open at Mark chapter 14. Mark 14, verse 62. And Jesus said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Jesus said this to the people, and he said that the Son of Man sitting in the right hand. How he sit in the right hand of the God? He must go to the heaven. My professor always say that the Ascension tell us that Jesus already finished his mission on the world. If Jesus has finished his mission on the world, that means salvation is full guarantee. Because Jesus came the first time to the world with one mission, to save the people. And then when he go back, that means his mission is already complete. That's why we as a believer never say, do I go to the heaven? Do I go to the heaven? For sure, when the Bible say, if you believe, you have eternal life. That's our insurance in the hand of the God. Jesus go to the heaven. And then now we open Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. I read from verse 9. And after he had said this thing, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Brothers and sisters, Jesus left the disciple not secretly, but in the midst of them. This is historical event to let the people know that they left the disciple and then go to the heaven. Yeah. Now another question rise up. What Jesus did till today after he left the disciple? In Apostle Creed, every Sunday we say that he sit in the right hand of God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, after angel and authorities and power has been subjected to him? Brothers and sisters, look at this beautiful sentence. Angel, authorities, power has been subjected to him. That means he's the king. He's the power one who sit in the right hand of God. Brothers and sisters, when I read this verse from 1 Peter, we need to know that when Peter write this letter to the believer, at that time, most of the believer, they have been suffer in that time. In the midst of the suffering, Peter let the believer know that you believe Jesus, who sit on the right hand, who have power, angel authority subjected to him. So don't be afraid. He is with you. Sit on the throne. My professor always say, God still in control. Sit on the throne means he is the power one. He know your problem. He know you suffer many things. He know your difficulties. That's why when Saul in the book of Acts, he tried to catch the believer. Jesus come and said to Saul at that time, Saul, Saul, why you forsaken me? Jesus in control. He know everything. Today, we pray for suffering church. We pray for suffering believer. At the same time, Jesus also pray for them. Jesus look at for them. Jesus love them. He is the one who sit on the throne in the right hand of God. The last point about the ascension, we open Hebrew chapter 8, verse 1. Now the main point is what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who was taking his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven. Yeah. We have high priest, such a high priest. What is the meaning of the priest? The meaning of the priest is bridge builder. So for example, I stand in this part and then I want to go to that part, and then there is a river. So the bridge is to help me to go to that part. In the Bible, God is the holy God. We need bridge to come to him, and the bridge is Jesus Christ. By his death, he make a bridge through his blood so that every believer can come to God. Now the bridge is in the right hand of God. That means, brothers and sisters, everyone who believe in Jesus can come to God. We have this kind of privilege. Romans chapter 5. Let's open Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace, which we stand and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. Access, come to God. Like what, brothers and sisters? Like the Son of King, come to the King. Access. Today, everybody try to find access, come to higher level leader. Yeah. I came from Indonesia. Everybody want to have access, come to our President Jokowi. I don't have that access. So don't come to me. I don't know how to bring you to them. But some people, they have access. Yeah. But truly, friendly speaking, I have one access that I can give it to you. The access that make you can come to God. That is Jesus Christ. So my ministry is connecting ministry. My ministry is to bring people come to God by let them know that God already opened the bridge through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, Jesus sit in the right hand of God. He used the role of a priest in Latin called pontifex. He used this role so that he bring us come to God. Today, we already believe in Jesus. We already come to God, but he still sit in the right hand of God, and he did new ministry for us. New ministry is called intercession. So every our petition come to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the man who signed our petition, who approved our petition, and then come to God. Oh, how wonderful we have Jesus in our life. My point is, do we use our privilege to bless other people? Because today, there are many people, they don't know about this truth. They don't have this kind of access. Do we do our privilege to bless other people? In my ministry, I see three kind of believer. First one, the believer who don't know that Jesus is powerful and sit in the right hand of God. Usually, this kind of believer, they don't have optimistic in their life. Everything, they just say, oh, I'm poor, I'm weak, I cannot do anything. Yeah. Usually, they put this all sentence in the Facebook or Instagram, yeah, to attract many people, so that many people come to them and say, oh, how poor you are, let me pray for you. This kind of believer is very weak. Yeah. The first one. I hope people who are in this room is not like this. The second one. Oh, I know that God is powerful. But he just put all this powerful to his life or their life. Blessing for me. For me, not for you, brothers and sisters. Just for me. This is what I call iPhone generation. Yeah? iPhone, iPad, I, everything just for me. I'm the one who get blessing. Yeah? So, in Jakarta, there are so many revival worship on Sunday. This kind of people can go to many church just to attend revival blessing. So every time when the pastor come, who won't come forward to get the blessing? Come forward. And he come to get the blessing. And then go to another church, come to get the blessing, and go to another, come to get the blessing. But when the church give them like offering envelope, just leave it on the chair. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, I let you know, this is not a good Christian. Yeah. If you come to one church, then you need to bless the church by giving the offering. How can you eat McDonald's but you pay at Kentucky? You know what I mean? Yeah? Pastor Andrew is our treasure. If I ask him, how many church members who give 10% offering in this church? Not more than 20%. The number of this church is growing, but the person who bless the church by offering is not growing. That means in this church, there are a lot second kind of believers. Just come for blessing. Yeah. I serve domestic helper. Our member give offering more than 50%. How big their salary? 4,500 a month. And they're willing to give $450 or $500 a month. Yeah. And they only hold around 4,000 a month for their life and for their family. Yeah. Yeah. We need to upgrade, not just as believer who just receive, receive, receive. If we just receive, then we never grow with God. The third one, the believer who know God is powerful and he want to bless other people by connecting these people to God. I saw in the Bible, one of them is Paul. Yeah. Paul know that I can do everything in Christ. Philippians chapter 4, 13. When you read the letter that Paul read, in the first chapter, he always say, I pray for you, I pray for you, I pray for you, I pray for you. That's mean, yeah, Paul really want to bless other people by praying for them. And today, it is my desire to see all of you, including me, become people of prayer. Because we have Jesus Christ who sit in the right hand of God. Because we have Jesus Christ who sit in the throne. Because we have access, then let us use this access to bless other people. Amen, brothers and sisters? This is my desire, that we need to become people of prayer. How we can do? First, just start with your position to God. Whenever you close to God, then you can be a blessing for other people. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it will given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, it will be opened to you. When I read this chapter, you know, I get this chapter on this morning, 5 a.m. I wake up, then suddenly this verse come out to me. Then I write it down again. And I go to sleep and I wake up at 6. Yeah. So this verse really come from God. Yeah. And then why I need to read this chapter? Because this verse said, ask and it will given. Seek and you will find. Knock. What is the essence of this verse? The essence of this verse is you need to close to God. If I ask something with will, I cannot say like, Will, can you give me 100? No, I need to come close to you.
Will, I don't have money. Can you give me 100? Yeah, like this. Or if I want to find something, for example, I lost my key over there. I cannot stay here. Yeah, I need to walk there and then to search in everywhere on this place. Yeah? If I want to knock the door, I need to stand in front of the door. I cannot knock that door by here. Talk, 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 talk. That's my mouth, not the door. No one can hear me. So this verse want to tell us, if you want to be a man of prayer, then you need to close to God. That's number one. Number two, you need to have faith. Let's see Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. 17, verse 20. If you have faith the size of the mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. You need to have faith. In my ministry, I try to bless other people. Today, one of my favorite approach is to pray for other people. Because if I use apologetic approach, I can argue. If I use other approach, maybe cannot accept. But I start, oh yeah, you have a lot of problem. I don't know how to help you, but I want to pray for you. I have faith that God hear our conversation, that God want to help you. By doing this, miracle happen, brothers and sisters. Because the Bible says nothing impossible. And then the last part, you need to have loving heart. Last month, the first week of April, I preached from Luke chapter 7 about the centurion. He asked Jesus to heal his servant. The centurion have heart for his servant. That's why the centurion come to Jesus, ask Jesus to heal his servant. And after that miracle happened. Brothers and sisters, it's very simple. First, you need to come close to God. The second, you need to have faith. The last one, you need to have love for other people. Then God will change you, become the man of prayer. Today, the world need this kind of people. The world need us become a connection from them to God. And we have this power. We have this power. Why don't we start and then use this power by praying for other people? God bless us. It is a time for worship. Worship is a time to come closer to God. And then it reminds us that He is in the throne, powerful God. We have access, come to Him. And let us use this access to bless other people.
Have a maker. formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. I have a maker. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. Falls and hears me when I call.
I have a Father.
I have a Father. He calls me His own. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. Each tear that falls and hears me when I call, and hears me when I call, and hears me when I call.
Let us trust, let us start to practice, to use our privilege. Yeah, we pray. Pray for people, for our brother, sister in this church, for their family who have cancer, doing chemo. Let's pray. Let's ask God to heal them.
Bapa berdoa Bapa untuk Erika Bapa berdoa Tuhan tolong Tuhan jangan berdoa untuk Astuti Bapa Tuhan tolong berdoa untuk Yeni Bapa Tuhan tolong Bapa Tuhan kuasa-Mu turun atas mereka semua segera. Terima kasih Bapa saat ini kami berdoa hamba sampaikan doa ini pada Tuhan Yesus yang duduk di sebelah kanan Allah Bapa yang mendengar semua doa kami yang menyampaikan kepada Bapak dan mujizat pun terjadi Bapak segera terima kasih Bapak kuasa Tuhan bekerja.
brothers and sisters, not only for physical body, but also for their salvation. Yeah, we pray. We bring their name to God. Yeah, maybe your family, your brother, your sister, your father, mother have not believed Jesus Christ. Let's speak for them. Let's pray for them. Let's pray together. Bapa di dalam surga, kami berdoa untuk mereka yang belum diselamatkan. Bapa, kami berdoa supaya Tuhan tolong. Terima kasih, Bapa. Berdoa untuk Bapa, kami berdoa untuk Bapa Tuhan yang tolong. Buka pintu hatinya, Bapa. Terima kasih, Bapa. Terima kasih, Bapa untuk hari ini, Bapa. Kami percaya kuasa. Let's continue to bring the list of people who have physical problem. Yeah. Tuhan, tidak ada yang mustahil, Bapa. Percaya kuasa-Mu bekerja, Bapa. Terima kasih, Bapa. Thank you, Father. We believe that your power is work among the people. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Tuhan, terima kasih. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking new job. We pray that God will give the best for them. Ya Bapa, berdoa untuk teman-teman kami, Bapa yang masih mencari pekerjaan, Bapa untuk berdoa supaya Tuhan berikan yang terbaik untuk mereka, Bapa. Oh Bapa, terima kasih, Bapa. Percaya, oh, yang terbaik daripada-Mu akan turun atas mereka. Terima kasih, Bapa. Brothers and sisters, we go to second part of prayer meeting. Today we pray for China, for SP Beijing, yeah, and also for SP Shanghai. We pray for Pastor Hanshu, Pastor Ricky, and all team who serve at that area. Let's pray together. Lift up our board member to God, Pastor Sam and all the team. We pray that God will bless them with the wisdom, power, leadership, so that they can lead this church, come closer to God. Let's pray together. Let's pray for young adult men ministry and also woman ministry, especially for many single in this church. Yeah, we pray that God will bless them so that next year no more single but become a couple, family. Let's pray together. Persekutuan-persekutuan yang ada, ministry, men ministry yang apa ya, Bapak berdoa. kebersamaan Bapa. Tuhan berkati, terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih. Terpuji nama Bapa dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin. By the grace of God, we pray for SP 2.0. That means God will extend our ministry, not only building but also ministry. Yeah, God will use SP not only in Hong Kong but in everywhere. Yeah, more missionaries sent, more church planter. Yeah, let's pray together. Yeah, Bapa berdoa Tuhan memberkati SP, ya, berkati bangunannya, berkati juga pelayanannya. Ya Tuhan memberkati Bapa, terima kasih Bapa karena bangunan yang besar, tetapi juga hati yang besar, jiwa yang besar, pelayanan yang besar. Bapa, terima kasih Bapa. The last part we pray for tonight for house church activity. Let's pray together. Father Lord Jesus, before we leave this room, please open our heart to see the need of the people and we pray for them. Maybe one of our friends in the office or one of our family in our home, yeah, they are looking our prayer for them, Father. Yeah, give us clear eyes, sensitive heart, loving heart. And then we pray for them, Father, because we have privileged access come to you. We really want to use this access to bless people, Father. Thank you, Father. We put our life into your hand. Thank you for your blessing to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.